listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Price Payne is set to return at the petrol pump in Perth and Mandurah, with the metro average run letted to rise by 28 cents a litre. It'll go up in the morning at dozens of outlets, with some expected to charge as much as $2.19. But Fuelwatch says there'll be 25 sites selling unleaded for a cheaper price. St John's has offered its condolences to the family of a Perth grandmother who died early Sunday waiting for an ambulance. The 80-year-old was unresponsive more than 2 hours after calling 000 about chest pains. St John's boss Michelle Fife has told the ABC an inquiry has been launched.
It is devastating for everybody all round. What we need to do is actually do a proper clinical inquiry to understand every step in the process.
A record 14 COVID-related deaths have been reported in WA, some date back to earlier this month, while 15,674 new infections have been detected. There are now 325 patients with the illness in our hospitals. 11 of them are in intensive care. The Premier believes the Commonwealth needs to step in to assist the Active Foundation. There's anger over its decision to shut down seven of its large-scale industrial work sites, affecting hundreds of workers with a disability. Mark McGowan says it's a vital organisation.
That would be a top priority, and whoever's in government as of Saturday, we're happy to work with them to see what can be done.
In sport, West Coast will be without Liam Ryan on Sunday when they take on Greater Western Sydney. The club has now accepted the one-match ban handed to Ryan for engaging in rough conduct against Melbourne at the weekend. Demons player Cade Chandler will serve a two-match suspension, also for rough conduct. Meantime, Richmond's Marlon Pickett has failed to have his one-match ban for rough conduct overturned at the AFL Tribunal in the last hour. It means he'll miss their Dreamtime match against Essendon.
Listener.